And the rain has stopped. I mean, it was just a few minutes ago that they were walking two by two into the public house. Marty Lurie, Patrick Connor, Marty's Angels are out here. I got my crew. And then Dan Brown of the Merc joins us. Hey, I got to tell you, it's been an emotional week for sports fans, especially Giants fans. Brandon Crawford's story, his family. And if that doesn't swell your heart, if that doesn't bring a tear to your eyes, you may not have a heart pulse, right? A pulse. And that brings us to Dan Brown's incredible story. And we'll just start. Dan, you have a knack for this thing, whether it was the Eddie D story and his reaching out with former players that were ill, et cetera. Here's one that got me pretty good. I know Tim Kawakami, both of us lack compassion. We're stone-cold killers. This one rocked us to our core. Dan, congratulations on this story, and let's start with Conrad Ruhlin. Who was Conrad Ruhlin, and how'd you come across this tale?
Conrad Ruhlin was a Stanford football player.
Yep.
Played tight end in the Jim Harbaugh era. Played with Andrew Luck. Had kind of a fleeting NFL career. He was always on the fringes, kind of a special team guy, bounced around a little bit. But as a kid, as a sixth grader, he had a chance meeting with Rod Carew. You know, just coincidentally, you know, this story takes many, many, many twists of fate.
Sure.
But he was a guy who kind of looked up to Rod Carew when he was a kid.
Well, it's funny because their lives would I don't know how you even say it. It's weird to come up with the words because, well, their paths would cross, not necessarily their lives. And Conrad Ruhlin had an unfortunate, his life came to an end, unfortunately, early.
Right. He was 29 years old. Mm-hmm. He was looking for one more NFL shot. Mm-hmm. He was working out. He was probably his parents say he was in the best shape of his life. He's on the treadmill, suffers a brain aneurysm. Wow. He ends up brain dead. He's in the hospital. He's in a coma. But just less than a year before, he'd finally signed up in his life to be an organ donor. So when he died at 29, his heart ended up in Rod Carew, who wore number 29 for so many years. It's retired by the Twins and by the Angels. And the two families didn't know it. You know, they knew about this chance meeting, but they didn't know at the time that Conrad Ruhlin's heart was going into Rod Carew's chest. But when they found it out, they lived maybe 10 miles apart in Orange County, and they met, and the scenes of them meeting and of Mary Ruhlin, who is Conrad's mother, putting her head against Rod Carew's chest to listen to her son's heartbeat, it just knocks you over.
Well, the symmetry of 29, Conrad's age when he passed, and then Rod Carew, his number. I mean, I think that right there will give you chills. And then to hear the stories of his mom hearing her son's heartbeat. I was really blown away in the story of Rod Carew, and who's always been, you can ask Marty, who's a baseball historian, Rod Carew, I think, has a pretty well-deserved reputation of being quite a surly dude.
Yeah.
Things have changed.
Yeah, he's very open about that. With his second heart, you know, he nearly died. When he had a heart attack, he had what they call the Widowmaker heart attack, and it was the paddles out, it was charging him up. He remembers the paramedic yelling, we're losing him, damn it, we're losing, you know, somebody hurry, and that's the last thing he remembers until he's in the hospital. So he recognizes that he's been given a gift, and he is a changed person because of it. He's nicer. He's kinder. Part of the reason he's geeking out now is because he wants people to donate organs. He wants people to have the second chance he's had. And it's not just him, right? He's living. He's got a wife who has a husband a little longer. He's got a son. He's got children who have their father a little longer. And these ripple effects from Conrad Ruhlin's act of kindness and for his, you know, willingness to sign up to be an organ donor are far-reaching. And Carew, who's been a bit of a recluse his whole life, now wants to spread the word.
Yeah, right, but I had the opportunity, and Dan, you've been around a long time, and of course with Susan as well, your spouse. And I got to meet Carew when I first started this stuff in 97, 98. And he was a tough cookie. But I've got some nice interviews with him about, you know, this day in baseball history and stealing home 7 or 8 times in his career. And I remember I think I gave him a book, you know, a timeline of baseball. And it was one of those things. I was very happy to know him. But he was a tough guy in all these years, he's one of my tough guys to get to know. But then he lost his daughter, which was tragic, and his marriage ended, I think, to Barbara, I think it was his wife. And he has gone up and down throughout his life, and this really is a second chance for him. But I think what Pat said, having the mother put her ear to the chest. You know, it's and all the things we talk about today, and all the people who are we're losing every day. I got an email last night from a dear friend, Christopher Wiles, my dear friend Rita Brenner. I don't know if you remember, I've mentioned her on the show. Over the winter, she passed away, and I went to junior high school with her in Miami Beach. It seems like every time we turn around, something else is happening these days. So this is a good story. This is a good story.
Yeah, and you mentioned his daughter died. She was only 18. She had leukemia, and she needed bone marrow. And she waited and waited on the list and didn't get it. But before Michelle Carew died, she told her dad, people will listen to you. You know, use your platform, your Hall of Fame, or people will listen to you if you speak out. And that's kind of when this change in him began.
Dan Brown of the San Jose Mercury News, who has just a knack for these kind of stories. And in a day and age where it's so easy to be cynical, and I'm definitely that, this is kind of cool and not kind of. It definitely is. In fact, there was a moment in your story, Dan, where there was suspicion maybe that Rod Carew was getting preferential treatment, which I think is a logical conclusion, and I'm glad that you addressed that.
Yeah, I mean, the families, I think both families are a little bit on alert because of that, because this is a, you know, this is a mint condition NFL heart. Age 29, it goes to a 71-year-old.
Right.
Not really an exact match. I mean, it kind of gets into the details, but the blood type and the organ type, it's a little bit, wasn't an exact match, but they do this as a blind process.
Okay.
And that's actually what makes the story a little more special, is this is coincidence. You know, they both think Conrad... they both talk about Conrad orchestrating this from above, because these families have now joined forces to do good. And they talk about each other, the Carews and the Rulins, as family. Rod's already volunteered to be in the Rulins Christmas card, with Conrad's heart. You know, they celebrated Conrad's 30th birthday together, all at Conrad's gravesite, because they wanted his heart to be there.
Huh.
And it's just this incredible... you know, it's not a baseball story or NFL story. It's a human story.
It's so unique. It's so unique indeed. And, look, I don't want to get preachy and get up on a soapbox, but it's just it's kind of hard for me to understand why someone wouldn't participate in the organ donating process and to volunteer. I mean, the old days of crossing the River Styx whole, I think, have been kind of washed out. To each his own, but I think it's a we can all help others by participating. Don't you guys agree? Yeah. I'm gonna.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Very
All right, good. Dan. Hey, one more time. You nailed it, and I appreciate you putting this story out there. It's truly unique, and you can go to the Mercury News and check out Dan Brown and find it right there. Thanks, Dan.
Right, thanks, guys.
We will replay this tonight. Joe Lee asked if we would replay.
Good call, Joe.
We'll replay this tonight. Dan, thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Barney. Always good to see you.
Right, yeah.
Good. You,
nice, Dan.
Always great. Whenever Dan is here, it's always a good story.
And especially following a story of hearts and all that. We're going to eat a fried chicken on level quantity. Right, Carmen? Carmen produced some incredible fried chicken for us yesterday. So what better way to accentuate heart stories than eating fried chicken?
She told me to take my pills before I came here yesterday, so I did.
Nice work, Dan. Right, thanks, man.
Thanks. All right, more coming up. The weather is clearing.